Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of the things we want to do is we want to be to help kids keep out of foster care, stay out of foster care if they don't really need to be in foster care. Now, certainly, families can be so challenged that they need the coercion and all the stuff that occurs in foster care. But if those families don't, and they can be helped in other, you know, community-based, neighborly-based ways, we should do that. So that's the first part about preventing the need for foster care. The second part is really around, I did my whole doctoral thesis on child abuse and why parents abuse their kids. And once a child is harmed, it's often difficult for kids to overcome that. You know, God made our bodies to recover and, you know, broken bones and things like that to recover in dramatic ways. But sometimes the scars that occur at the hand of your parents can be very, very difficult to overcome. And so if we can intervene and prevent those stressful situations from occurring, in the long run is good for kids. And so we know that parents will act out in a harmful way when they're under a lot of stress, when they don't have anyone to turn to, when there's no breaks that they have. And so we want to, prevent harm that might occur to kids. And then the final one is there are families just in our neighborhood that are just struggling and they just need support. They're not about to harm their kids. The kids aren't about to go into foster care, but they just are struggling with the demands of life, but being a good enough parent for their kids. And so those are the ones we want to be able to support as well. They're not about to harm their kids, but they are having some difficulties. And if we can have a child in a safe place, provide a break for parent resources to help them get back on their feet, that in the long run, that child and that parent would be in a better place. And we do try to connect families together that are in close geographic proximity, because that's really the, you know, when we think about what really is a change agent in safe families, it's not the 10 days or the 20 days that the child is out of the home, but it's a relationship that occurs between the two families. That continues after kids are returned home, and that is most likely to occur when there isn't a huge geographic chasm between them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.